Case study for small enterprises. Plan, do, check, act cycle for GDPR compliance. Internal procedures allow for company activities to work smoothly, as well as any issues to be dealt with efficiently based on pre-agreed guidelines. A plan, do, check, act cycle, PDCA, can be used to plan ahead and adopt a holistic approach GDPR compliance. The model contains the following four steps. 1. Plan. Plan your activity. Identify and understand opportunity for improvement through the setting of specific objectives. 2. Do. Implement what was planned. Execute the planned changes on a small scale or in a controlled environment to test their effectiveness. 3. Check. Evaluate what has been done based on the do phase. The results will help you determine if the changes are effective and if you have achieved the objectives set. Make adjustments. 4. Act. Decide on the appropriate actions to take. Standardize and implement the activity. John is the owner of a small photo and videography company. He decides to use the PDCA cycle to create an inventory of how personal data is handled in organization. The company has 5 long-term client contracts for which they create promotional material for events. The employees take photos and videos of the companies before to market the event, use past footage, as well as footage of the event for future use. This includes interviews with employees and attendees. Questions. 1. What data is collected by John's company? How do you presume it is stored? 2. Is it John's responsibility to comply with GDPR as a subcontractor? Should John be liable for any issues including data protection, legal use of images and videos, and permissions of taking photos and videos of people? 3. What would you recommend to John in the planning stage? Think about what objectives can be set, what should be discussed with the companies, any documentation which you feel would be needed, how can data be stored safely and securely? The project Green, Sustainable, and Responsible Business as the Key to Success is co-financed by the European Union. The European Commission is not responsible for the content developed. Erasmus Plus Program, Action 2 Cooperation Partnerships in Vocational Education and Training Sector.